Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. WAPA is the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts at the Edith Cowan University, and an opportunity for students enrolling in a certificate for in Aboriginal performance can find significant support. To give us more insight into this is Simon Stewart. Thanks for joining us today, Simon.
Thank you for having me today.
Can you give a little introduction who you are? Who are you? Who's in my, where are you from?
Sure. Well, firstly, I'd like to acknowledge that I'm speaking here from Noongar country on Boorloo, Wadja, and I pay my respects to elders past and that will be leading into the future. So, who am I? Who am I? I am, well, as you've introduced me, Simon Stewart. I'm originally from Broome, Western Australia, where I grew up. My First Nation heritage comes from the East Kimberley region, from my grandmother and grandfather from Mulganjaru, East Kimberley, and Gooniyandi area. And I grew up in Broome. So my grandparents were stolen generation, but I grew up in Broome many, many years ago. So I am home to Rabibi, Gullabulu, Yarrun and Jugan country. Grew up there for a long time. And then I went to study dance in Sydney at NAISDA many years ago. So that's my background, is dance and movement. And I have been in the industry for over 30 years now, working in various independent roles. I used to be an independent artist out in community, working with lots of projects on communities as well as companies and doing lots of teaching all over the place internationally as well as nationally. So that's who I am in a nutshell, but most importantly it's what I do is as a movement artist. I teach people how to move, and that's where my main teaching practice comes from. So in a nutshell, that's all what I do.
So you have years of experience working in the performing arts, but you also have a role at Edith Cowan University. Can you tell us more about your role as a course coordinator?
WAPA is a school of one of eight at Edith Cowan University, and it's one of the major institutions for one of us. There's three institutions in Australia, and WAPA is one of them. So WAPA has courses right through from our Cert 4 in Aboriginal performance through to their diplomas, honour courses, and then you've got your masters. So uniquely, my role, I took on this role last year. I've been in the role for 1 year, and I stand on the shoulders of amazing people who have been before me in this role, and also the people who gave this course to where it is today. And without that, we could not be here doing and speaking to you about this. But my role as a course coordinator covers a lot of different elements in the role. Basically, it's about programming the course, aligning to all the different components that the course coordinator has to do. We are a vocation, education and training course. So we're aside, same thing like the diploma courses that work in depth. And there's a lot of administration that's part of that role that I have to maintain, but also have to do. So I basically program the course on all different things like finding your lecturers, for example, interviewing students for the new course for the new year, finding a whole range of different supports that we have at ECU that I link students to, for example, the Centre of Aboriginal Studies, which is Purungal Cuttigan at ECU, works very closely with us, and they have a great student success team, and the students, our Aboriginal performance students, are very connected with Purungal Cuttigan. So through my role, I'm able to also coordinate, but I'm also a lecturer in what I do at ECU, but also in the coordinator's role. It's really, really about programming the program to best fit each year and what we are doing throughout that year. So connecting with the industry is very important. I have to do that. I have to go out and talk to the local Noongar community and people in that community, and keep those conversations alive and active. Bring in guest lecturers that are outside of WAPA that is very important for the students. We bring in graduates when they're in town. They come in and we stop all classes and we say, introduce them to the students, and the students, you know, the graduate talks them through what, how they got there and where they came from and where they started. So it's a very broad role that I have, and it covers a lot of areas at WAPA that I have to be across. So it's a full-time job.
ECU has reached a partnership agreement that's really exciting with international law firm Allens. Can you give us some more details on what this opportunity is?
Allens Law Firm have been a support for WAPA over many, many years in different capacities. And this year, particularly for 2026, this support with scholarships for all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students coming in to study in the Aboriginal Performance course is an absolute blessing, because it will give the students great support financially. And what this means is that the student is able to come into the course knowing that the financial burden on them will be less. They will be able to really focus on all the components of the course. And as we know that it has been a struggle for a long, long time, particularly over the last, you know, since I've known and been in the Aboriginal Performance course as a lecturer, that it is very difficult for First Nation people to come to a university and to study, and the cost and what that requires the student to do in terms of, you know, when you're talking about a student that's relocating from community or from regional, they have to find a place to stay, to live. Often Centrelink is their support, but out of that, they have to pay their tuition fees, which can be quite significant. So for a lot of the students, it's been a really, really struggle for them over the years, and the financial stress of that will be less this year, which is fantastic. So we're very, very grateful for this partnership with Allens, and having those scholarships will bring such relief for a lot of the students that come in and study with us this year. So within that, that supports the students for the whole year. Each applicant or each student for 2026 will have a scholarship that will be for the full year to study with Aboriginal Performance in 2026.
And this is for a particular course or set of courses, right? Can you tell us what the course is, Certificate for Aboriginal Performance?
We are the only, one of the only cert fours in the university, and it's the only cert four in Aboriginal Performance in the country. So we sit in a very unique setting. The course is our full year's training. It's a VET course, Vocation, Education and Training course. And we run over a full year. So there are two semesters, they're 15 weeks each. And in that, the course offers 15 units across performance disciplines. Through the year, students get to learn all Indigenous acting work written by First Nation writers. They get to look at the worlds of those plays. They get to perform in those plays. They get to research, they get to find out what is this particular First Nation writer writing about, what are the themes in this play, for example. So they get to understand how a First Nation play is written, but also performed. And within that, there's all the acting techniques they have to go through. So the main techniques in the course are acting, singing, dance and movement, voice work that they have to do as an actor. They have to work on their voice. They have to sing with their voice. So there are amazing lecturers that do train our students, and they're all from industry professionals. They're the best in what we have, and they come in and they teach the students and we teach technique and process. So everything is from the training perspective. We teach the student the technical components and the process of that. So throughout the whole year, they are delving into the work. They are delving into their practice. They are delving into their technique and process. Within the course of the year, we also have a collaboration with the WA Academy of Film, or WAFA, West Australian Screen Academy. And they work with us closely on a film. And this year we're going into a writing exercise, which will be where the students will write about their stories, and they come up with a script that they do, and the students collaborate on that script with having a First Nation mentor in the space as well for any First Nation protocols that we need to cover, and students need to ask questions. And alongside that, the students are given what is called a major performance, and they work with a director over about 6 weeks period, 7 weeks, and they work on an acting production, which is a supported production. So that supported production is in lighting design, stage design, costume design, and also working with a director. And this year we're working with a First Nation director that will direct the production this year. So they do that over 7 weeks. And then they perform that work for the public over one-week season here at WAPA. And it's simulated on a professional production, so the experience that the student has in that production is exactly what you would do if you're in a major production in the industry. So it's very much about industry skills, and it gives the students a really good foundation and insight into industry. And at the same time they're doing that, the students are also auditioning. So they audition, they have a lecturer that takes them through an audition process, and they audition for WAPA, for NIDA, for BCA, and that packages them up to audition for all those other institutions, exactly the same as any other person that would be auditioning for any of those institutions. So they're going in really, 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 really armed. They're going in really packaged, and by the end of the year, they come out with all those skill sets where they have an opportunity to either go on to further pathways, like diploma courses, or if they're successful, they'll get a audition into the major BA courses in WAPA, which is the acting course, the 3-year acting bachelor, or the performance making course, or they go into a diploma course like in screen or acting, or some of them that are wanting to go into industry, they have the skill sets to be able to do that from where we take them. So over the course of the year, they get all these different skills, and those skills trains them into the performing arts industry.
For anyone who's interested in applying for this opportunity or for the course, for the cert for Aboriginal performance, where can they go? What's the process look like for application?
Yeah, look, the best thing to do is jump on the WAPA website at WAPA.ecu.edu.au, and that gives you a whole list of courses. And on that website, you'll come across the Cert 4 in Aboriginal Performance or Aboriginal Performance. And then you go into there, and then from there, it gives you all the details on how to apply. It's an online application, so there is a two-step process with that. So you have to go into the ECU application portal, and then that gets you into where you apply for the application. And then you also have to apply through that process, which is called the audition application, but it's called the application accepted. So it's a two-part process. You you submit your application into that accepted portal. Once you do that, that comes to me where I get your application. And from that, I contact you, I contact the applicant, and then that's followed up with a very informal interview. And that interview is either over the phone or it's a Zoom call. And then we yarn with you. I yarn with you about, what is your interest? What would you like? Do you know about the course? Your readiness for the course? Are you ready to study a full year's training? What have you done before? And what would you like to get out of Aboriginal performance if you came and studied with us? And what are your future endeavours? So the interview is around getting to know the applicant in an informal way, but also it's like having a yarn with you and to get to know you through what you would like to gain out of this course. So the application process is a pretty straightforward process, but the details in that you have to look out for online, particularly the accepted portal, which there's a link that you have to submit your application. And some applicants don't realise that there are two processes, but that's a really important one that you need to do, is really look out for that accepted portal. So that will get you into your application. But the best thing to do if you're not sure is to ring WAPA. Ring me, and we can talk you through that process. And we're here for any questions. You can email, you can phone. There are people there that can help you do that. So reach out, and that's pretty much the process to apply for the course.
What kind of advice would you give any of our listeners if they're wanting to pursue First Nation culture in contemporary performance at WAPA or searching for those education opportunities?
Look, culture, as we know, is a lived experience. And as First Nation mob, we come from all different places and all different ways of knowing and being. And my best advice to you, if you want to come to our course, be curious. We are here. We are in the hub of a major performing arts academy. We can offer you opportunities that you are interested in. We ask you, most importantly, to be yourself, be curious. If you want to find that you don't have to be good at everything. We don't expect that. We want your discovery. We want you to discover those things. Someone may never have had dance or movement training before, but when they come to us, that's what we teach. So there is lots and lots of opportunities for you. We ask you to, to commit. We want students to be certain that this is what they want to do, and we can help you with all those things to achieve those things that you wish and you would like to do. So my advice to you is, if you're interested in performing arts, you're interested in storytelling, this is a place for you. We can help you with that. We can give you these opportunities. And this place is for you if you want to come to. So that's what we're here for.
It must be incredibly exciting to be able to see black talent come through as they're starting their journeys. I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your insight on how people can get involved if they wanted to pursue the Cert 4.
Thank you so much for having me. And as mentioned, that we have so many graduates now over the industry. They're working professionals. They're in major companies. Theatre companies, they're on TV, they're in making their own work, they're in television, stage, dance, they're across industry everywhere. So, they're everywhere. An example of that is the show of the story of Gulugong. We have a recent graduate from that in the major role, Lila Maguire. So, people like that young people will look up to and go, where did that person come from? How did they get their training? And that's what we like to see happen. And this course is there for those students. So many, many success stories have all started from this little tiny course at WAPA called the Cert 4 in Additional Performance, and they've gained further training in other areas, in other courses, and they've gone out into industry and they're working professionals now. So that's what this course can do for you, and they're everywhere if you look.
That was Simon Stewart from the Edith Cowan University as course coordinator for the Aboriginal Performance at WAPA. To find out more information, you can check that out at the Edith Cowan University website. You're listening to NITV Radio.